Now joining me on Radio Row at the Final Four in Phoenix, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, Greg Gard, joining me. Greg, appreciate the time. A Big Ten team remaining. We'll get into your team in a bit, but it has been so long since the Big Ten has had a national championship. We hear that a lot, right? And we've talked about that a lot. It doesn't by any means, in my opinion, discredit what the conference is. It's a very tough, maybe the best conference year in and year out. But it is exciting to have a Big Ten team remaining.
It is, you know, and I think it's the best team, obviously, in our league for a reason. I think they've withstood the ups and downs of a season and, you know, got National Player of the Year again. And Coach Painter does an awesome job with that group. But they're more than Zach Edey. You know, they've got other pieces. We saw them three times. We're the last team to beat them about 2 weeks ago in the Big Ten tournament. So they're legit. They're here for all the right reasons and hopefully for our league's sake, they can win two more.
When you look back on your season, kind of a season of runs, right? You had some streaks here, some streaks there. Well, how would you kind of classify and recap your season?
Yeah, we had a really good start, jumped out to 16-4. We had climbed to 6th in the country, and then we cratered a little bit with some injuries in February, and then we were able to regroup and rally back through the early part of March, and then had a really good Big Ten tournament, getting all the way to the championship game. And I think just that took a lot out of us, 4 games in 4 days and 6 games in 13 days. 2 of those were against Purdue. We were at Purdue the last day of the regular season. So I think in looking back, it took a lot out of us, but I don't want to discredit James Madison either. We played a really good team, and I've always said, when the brackets come out, the first thing I do is erase the numbers in front of them, because there's no other sport that has the parity that men's college basketball does. That's why you see all the things that happen. You know, last year's Final Four teams with Florida Atlantic and San Diego State. So, you know, the 3-point line, the transfer portal, there's so many things that level the playing field where it really doesn't matter what the front of the jersey says. There is a really good team when you get to that Final 68.
I'm glad you mentioned the whole seeding thing, which, look, I think if you're a casual observer, the seedings, like, it makes it fun, right? Like, if you watch a little bit of college hoops, it gets to the tournament time, you see, oh, I'm gonna have a 13 beat this team, oh, I'm gonna have a 12 beat this team. It does put a label on a team, but for somebody who might be in college hoops or watch very closely, yeah, it means something, but everybody's good for the most part in the tournament.
All the bad teams are on spring break. You know, they're done. You know, so really, if you turn on the TV for the first time and watch college basketball March 10th, you've missed 4 really good months. So, and you get such a distorted view. Like I said, the name on the front of the jersey maybe doesn't carry the weight that it did 20 years ago just because of the parity. And like I said, the numbers that go in front on the seed lines.
What do you make of the parity? Where do you think that comes from?
Where do I think it comes from? I think, one, basketball's, it's a worldwide sport. So you got players coming from, there's 129 European or international players in the NBA right now. By 2029, 50% of the NBA is going to be international players. So you're pulling from all over the world. You have 364 teams across college basketball. The transfer portal, you can flip a roster for good or for bad overnight. And NIL has played into that too. The 3-point line, the rule changes. You know, how does Golkey, who's from Wisconsin at Oakland, you know, doesn't start at Oakland, started at a Division II at Hillsdale, played really well there, transferred to Oakland for his 5th year, doesn't even start at Oakland, and comes off the bench and bangs 10 threes against Kentucky, and he's a folk hero. So that's where the parity comes from.
And the amount of threes he took. And I know, and I realize that's a whole basketball thing, right? I mean, it almost feels like Steph kind of started that trend in the NBA level, but the 3-pointer, if you make those, you can compete with just about anybody.
Well, here's the thing, and it's a 1-game playoff. The LA Lakers don't play the Sioux Falls Skyforce in a 1-game playoff, right? The NBA is playing 7 games, so usually the cream rises to the top. But in 1 game, 40 minutes, game pressure is real. That's where you see these type of things happen.
It's another thing that makes it such a thrilling event for sports fans, the tournament, the one and done. It might not be the fairest, but it makes it thrilling. What are your thoughts on, I know there's been some talk about it over the past few weeks here, the automatic bids for conferences. I've said this before, correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, when the bracket is set, it doesn't necessarily mean those are all of the best teams. Those are all the teams that earn a spot in. And every year we look at teams that maybe are fringe, right? Like, oh, that team could have got in. Big East had, what, 3 teams in it, and that's one of the better conferences. What your final before I let you go, any thoughts on the conference automatic bid?
Yeah, you're probably talking about Indiana State too, right? You know, really.
Hey, I'm an Illinois State guy, so I'm all about the Missouri Valley. Yeah.
Here's what I would change: the regular season conference championship winner gets the automatic bid, not the tournament, because that way you have to do it over 3 months versus doing it in 3 days or 4 days or whatever it may be. I know it puts the drama into the conference tournaments, but if you assign them all to the regular season conference tournament winners or conference winners, Indiana State's in because they won the Valley. So I think there's one change that could be made, and whether you expand it to make that happen and you still keep the tournament winners getting an automatic bid, but that'd be one simple change.
Greg, I appreciate the time.
All right, thank you, Kevin.